Om Shanti and good evening. So we are about to become a deity, right? Becoming a deity of tolerance. But will there be tolerance? Is tolerance necessary for deities in golden age? There's no word called tolerance in golden age, right? Because that word or that virtue is used only now, not in golden or silver ages. But when we inculcate that virtue to the fullest, completely, then we become worthy to become deities, right? First of all, I would like to ask, why do we need tolerance? Why do you think we need tolerance? Can't we do without tolerance? Just the power of faith, part of faith, we can use every time, and we can overcome everything and not use tolerance. Why do we need tolerance? I didn't get you. Yeah, to overcome ego, right? Okay. And also, we need tolerance to make our journey of life very smooth. Just like in a vehicle, if we have that vehicle is having less of shock absorption capability, so even a slight bump or any pit or any of uneven road, then there will be lots of upheaval in the vehicle. If the shock absorber of the vehicle is very powerful, then no matter how the road is, any number of bumps, any number of pits, the upheaval will not be so much, right? So tolerance is like the shock absorber for our lives. More tolerance we have, smoother the vehicle of our life goes on. So it's not only the life of ours, our own life, but also people around us, the atmosphere, the circumstances, the situations will all be under control when we have that tolerance power, right? So one is that our journey of life would be very smooth when we have the power of tolerance. And also secondly, power of tolerance makes us so cool, so calm, our decision power will increase with the power of tolerance. Little bit of any upheaval, any situation comes, and if we are like, touch me not, if we are too sensitive to any of the situations, and we react immediately, so then that blocks our decision power, decision making capability. And that's why the power to tolerate is very much necessary. But when we ask ourselves, what is actually the power to tolerate? What is actually the power to tolerate? Is it that I just suppress my feelings, suppress my thoughts, if somebody is scolding or somebody is speaking nonsense about me or something is happening, but even then I'm suppressing my feelings, suppressing my emotions, suppressing my thoughts, I'm sorrowful inside, but from outside I'm not speaking, I'm not speaking it out. Can this be called as tolerance? Can this be called as tolerance? No. Tolerance is, you know, to any of the external or internal situations, I maintain my balance of mind and respond to the situation positively. It's tolerance. But many times we respond positively, but internally in the mind there are lots of waste thoughts. Lots of negative thoughts, lots of waste thoughts, but externally I'm not reacting in a negative way, but internally there's a lot of piling up of things. Right? So this can't be called as tolerance. This can be called as suppression of emotions. So in one situation I suppress, second, third, fourth, fifth situations, and the sixth situation, all our emotions gets bursted up. Just like a pressure cooker. If the safety valve is not closed, it doesn't open up, then all the pressure is inside and it will burst. So tolerance, in Hindi, tolerance is sahanshilta. Sahanshilta means from outside also I am not reacting in a negative way. Shilta means to be cool inside, to be cool in the mind. To have that peace, to have that love inside, but also when I am responding, I am responding positively. So it's both ways. Internally also I'm cool, I'm positive, and externally also I'm responding in a positive way. So when the internal atmosphere is cool, is filled with love, is filled with peace, then I respond to the situations in a positive way. So this is complete tolerance. But many times, when others tolerate, we appreciate others. Oh, this soul is so tolerant. This soul has so much of tolerance power. This person is so patient, so loving. But when the turn for us to tolerate comes, Do we tolerate? We appreciate others tolerating. But when our turn comes to tolerate, do we tolerate really? Do we do that? Do we do that? Many times we don't do that. A few times we are doing because Baba is saying that to tolerate is a power. So tolerate. So sometimes that point of knowledge emerges and sometimes we tolerate. Many times why don't we tolerate is because back of our minds there is one belief system which is acting. And that belief system is, if I tolerate, that person will become even more aggressive and that person will even more put me down. So it's better not to tolerate, not to keep quiet. I need to speak out. If I don't speak out, then that person will take advantage of it. Somewhere in the back of my mind, it's there. So, and that's why we always think, no, we should not tolerate. But now, when Baba is saying that we have to tolerate, why? Because in one of the Muralis, Baba has told about tolerance is, if you tolerate, the energy, the power of the soul will increase. try it and see. When we tolerate, the power of the soul will increase, and then in return what happens, only powerful souls can tolerate. Weak souls cannot tolerate. So if we want to become powerful, so we will have to learn to tolerate. Otherwise, if we are weak souls and we are not tolerating, we become very fragile, very sensitive. And when we become very sensitive, others will think twice before speaking to us. Oh, this person is very emotional, very fragile. So if I speak one thing, it will be less. And if I speak two things, it will be more. So that person is very sensitive. They think twice or thrice before speaking to us. Right? So they can't be easy with us. And I can't be easy with other people when I'm very fragile, very sensitive. So, but how are we going to tolerate? One is that I told about suppression. Because of suppressing, when we suppress for a long time, or maybe we are tolerating for a long time, after tolerating for a long time, then we start to say, is it only I should tolerate? Others should also understand, na? Why should I only tolerate all the time? Other person should understand that I'm tolerating. How much can I tolerate? These are the words that we speak when we tolerate for a period of time. So when we say this, only why should I only tolerate? Why others can't understand that they are doing something wrong or speaking something wrong? So that is also not proper power of tolerance. When we tolerate, it becomes so natural. So natural, and we don't feel that we are tolerating. And this stage of tolerance can come. When can that come? When can our power to tolerate increase is one of the virtues that we need to have to increase our power to tolerate is power of love. When we have real selfless love for each and every soul, divine love, spiritual love, then this power of tolerance can increase. When we have that unconditional love, divine love for the soul, then there is acceptance of that person. The acceptance level increases. Instead of having expectations, we have accepted that person as that person is. You know? We are not able to tolerate when we look at the weaknesses of others. When we only look at the weaknesses of others, then there is frustration. There is irritability inside. And that's why whenever that person comes in front of us, we won't be able to respond to that person in a proper way. So the acceptance level has to increase. How are we going to accept that person as that person is? How are we going to accept it? Accept that person, he or she, as he or she is. By understanding one reality of life. That in this world, no one is 100% perfect. Is there anyone 100% perfect other than Shiva? Now Brahma Baba, okay. Other than them, no one is perfect. No one is 100% virtuous in this world. And other extreme also, no one is there. No one is 100% vicious. Or 100% that person is having weaknesses, 1% also that person is not having virtues? Can we see any person like that? Even in the Laukik world, we don't see such a person. Each and every person on this earth will at least have one virtue. Don't you think so? There are more anyway, but at least one or two virtues are there in each one of us. So to both extremes we don't have 100% virtues and zero virtues. We are all in between. We have percentage right now. We are effort makers. So we have percentage of virtues and weaknesses. 80-20%, 70-30%, 60-40, 50-50. So each one of us have that percentage. When I have that percentage, some percentage of virtues and some percentage of weaknesses. So then how can I expect other person to be 100% virtuous? I can't expect. Right? When I am having percentage, I can't expect the other person to be 100% virtuous. So, understanding the weaknesses, understanding the specialities of that person, when I accept that person belongs to me. We are of one family. That person is my brother or a sister of a Brahmin family. So we have included that person into our close family. When I have accepted that person belonging to me. So when I have accepted that person, then the feeling of belongingness is there. When that feeling of belongingness is there, then the level of tolerance will increase. So, unconditional love and the level of acceptance should increase. No matter what the soul is, how the soul is, just like when we came to Baba, we know what we were. But in spite of whatever we were, Baba just accepted us. You are my child. When Baba has accepted me, when Baba has accepted each and everyone, who am I to reject that person? God Himself, the Almighty Authority, has accepted that person, right? Accepted the child. Baba knows the weaknesses of everyone. In spite of that, Baba has accepted that person. So when Baba has accepted, who am I to reject? So not leave alone physically rejecting, but mentally also, I can't reject anyone. When I mentally reject any person, then we just try to avoid that person, just want to just be aloof from that person. Somehow, internally, I don't want to communicate, I don't want to contact that person. So this also is non-tolerance. Physically and mentally also accepting each and every person is very much necessary. Right? So when I start to accept other people, I start to accept myself also as I am. No matter what I am, I know my weaknesses, I know my specialities, but I start to accept myself and remove my weaknesses. Right? So along with acceptance and love, One more thing that comes in the way of not tolerating others is just like the sister, at the starting she told about ego. I want to tolerate, but somehow ego comes in between. Why should I tolerate? Why should I bow down? Why should I be quiet? That body consciousness comes up. So when this body consciousness comes up, we are not able to tolerate. Why does this body consciousness or ego comes up? It's because we think this situation is like a game. I want to win the game, and that's why this body consciousness comes in. Actually, in losing, there is victory. If I keep quiet for a while, that's why in Hindi there is a saying, Ek chup so suk. Once you are silent, then you will have 100 times of happiness. In that particular situation, when the situation is hot, at that moment, you try hard and be quiet. Then, when the situation is over, because you control yourself to be silent, you control yourself not to speak something wrong, and then after the situation is gone, after a few moments, after a few minutes, you know, there is solace. But at that crucial time, we need to hold on. We need to, you know, just withdraw ourselves and be with Baba. That grounding is very much necessary. And these are the test papers in our lives. If a situation comes, it comes. Well, one situation doesn't come. Along with that one, two or three situations will arise. Then we say, oh, this person should be speaking at this moment itself. Why did this person, did that person know that I was very, very busy with the program, I was very busy with this? Why did that person say this? So we are already busy with other things, we are already tensed up, we are already, and that time somebody is saying something, That is a real test for us. How much of capacity, how much of tolerance power do we have? Once there was, I was conducting meditation in Peace Park. I was about to conduct meditation, commentary meditation. There was a conference, dialogue actually, very VVIPs, very few VVIPs were there. In that group, there was Dr. Abdul Kalam also, who is the ex-president of India. At that time, he was not a president, but before that, he had visited Madhubani. So in that group, I was about to conduct meditation. I was sitting there in front of them to start the commentary. But just 2 minutes before, somebody comes up, a senior brother comes up, and he shouts at me. Why did you do this? This should not, you should not have done this. So now I am preparing my mind to give the commentary, making my mind silent, powerful, so that I can give a proper, powerful meditation commentary. And here comes Bob. So at that time, I told Baba, Baba, this is a test paper. Okay, I just can't get up from that seat and go out. I can't change my expressions. People are looking at me. Right? That was a real test paper. But when we keep Baba with us and give everything away to Baba, and Baba will take care of that. And after that half an hour of meditation, and Abdul Kalam came up on the stage and he shared his experience. He really Because there were other seniors also sitting, Nirvaibha was sitting and Ratan Moini Dadi was sitting. So the atmosphere was very powerful because of the seniors. And he really experienced that point of light of soul. So it was a powerful experience. But before that, this test paper. So Baba also tests us whether the soul is capable of doing it or not. Usually when an earthen pot is being made, a pot maker makes that pot, right? So after that, after it is dried, how does it check whether this pot is strong or not? Is by, you know, just knocking on it. If anyway it's weak, it breaks up. Right? So Baba also, the potter, he knocks, he knocks on us and tells whether the soul is ready to take up other situations, take up other challenges in life. So actually these are the milestones for us. Once we pass these situations, these circumstances, then we move ahead. And much more bigger situation comes. Much more bigger circumstances come. But when we fail, then we always regret for what is happening. But along with that love, when we experience Baba's love also, I think the soul increases that capacity, increases that coolness. Somebody said that power to tolerate is like fitting an air conditioner into the brain. If the brain is air conditioned, you know, the mind is air conditioned, no matter what the situation comes, we are cool, we are calm, stabilized, and we always respond to the situation positively. And along with love and acceptance, there's one more very important virtue that we need to have while tolerating is self-respect. When we don't have that self-respect but we are tolerating, it becomes suppression. Because somewhere we are sulking. Somewhere we are not happy with the situation. Somewhere there is something negative going on in the mind. Because of that lack of self-respect. But when I have that self-respect and then tolerate, then others also will not take a disadvantage of it. Because many times when we don't want to tolerate is because others can take advantage of it. And that's why we don't want to tolerate. But when we stabilize ourselves in this any self-respect point, whether I'm a Master Almighty Authority, I'm a embodiment of peace, or being soul conscious, being aware of my self-respect, and then tolerating will not make me sorrowful, and also others will not take granted. Others will not take me for granted. Okay, this person is like that. No matter how much we say to this person, to her, or no matter what we do, that person will not speak up. So others will not take advantage of that. So we need to have that elevated consciousness, that elevated feeling of soul conscious. When we stabilize in that soul conscious stage, whenever we tolerate, we become immune to the circumstances. That's why in one of the Sakar Muralis, Baba has spoken about this. Soul is not immune, but soul consciousness is immune to the situations. when I stabilize in that soul conscious stage, no matter what the things are, whatever is happening, I don't react to it. So when I say, when we don't react, sometimes we become very detached. Don't we think so? We become very detached sometimes and not getting involved in the family. Because we are Brahmin family, we belong to the family, and Baba says, you have to be in the family. Baba does not teach us sannyas yoga. Right? Baba teaches us, gives us the feeling of a family. Baba is the father and we are his children. So when we are in a family, we have to get involved with whatever is happening around. We have to get involved, but not affected or influenced by whatever is happening. Right? So this balance should be there. So whenever we get sorrow from any person, when we see that this person is a bit harsh, or this person's sanskars are not matching with me, so we just want to detach from that person. And we want to have less and less of interaction with that person. We want to just avoid that person and move around. Is this right? Is this right? Yes or no? Being in a family, that person being our brother or a sister, we can't just avoid that person and move around. We can't get detached too much. We can't become sannyasis. Right? We have to get involved, but that perfect balance of getting involved but not getting influenced. This can happen only when there is soul conscious interaction with the people. And again and again, during the day, if we practice being soul conscious many times, then we come out of the influences of all these things. So practice of soul conscious stage is very much necessary. Just like traffic control we have many times. Not only traffic control, but also in between we have 1 minute of silence. So these tips will really, really help us to stabilize in that soul conscious stage. The more we practice soul conscious stage, more powerful the soul becomes. And the shock absorption of the soul will increase. That there will be an AC. The soul will become so cool, so calm, and so powerful. And power to tolerate. And the tolerance is not something very difficult. It won't be a very difficult task, but it becomes a very natural state of mind. Even after tolerating, I don't get that feeling that I'm tolerating a lot. That smooth running of the life, journey of life is there. I was asked to finish off early, by 6:40, 6:45, so I'll be finishing it off now. If you have any questions, you can ask. Otherwise, we will just finish off the class.